John Fetterman won endorsement from group supporting elimination of sex on birth certificates, name changes to felons. By Wendell Hasebo on November 1, 2022. Pennsylvania Democrat Senate candidate John Fetterman sought and received an endorsement from a group that supports the elimination of sex designation on birth certificates and pushes for granting name changes to convicted felons. In July, Fetterman has said he was deeply honored by the endorsement from Ricky's Pride, an LGBTQIA+ group that serves Montgomery County and the surrounding region with LGBTQIA+ related news, events, and important resources, according to its website. I am deeply honored to receive the endorsement of the Human Rights Campaign plus Ricky's Pride. Send me to the U.S. Senate, and I will vote to scrap the filibuster so we can finally pass the Equality Act plus guarantee equal protection under the law, Fetterman wrote on Facebook. Fetterman's sought-out endorsement from Ricky's Pride comes as the Democrat Senate candidate is in a toss-up race against Republican challenger Dr. Mehmet Oz. The endorsement could negatively impact Fetterman in his effort to win moderate, swing voters. Ricky's Pride is a far-left group with radical policy priorities. On its website, the group lists Pennsylvania Senate Bill 1145, which calls for the elimination of sex on birth certificates, as a legislative priority. No certificate of birth filed under this act after the effective date of this section may identify the child's sex, the bill reads. Ricky's Pride also champions Pennsylvania Senate Bill 1155, which calls to end felony prohibition for name changes, as a legislative priority. The court may order a change of name for a person convicted of a felony, subject to provisions of paragraph 2, if at least 2 calendar years have elapsed from the date of completion of a person's sentence and the person has completed the person's sentence, the bill states. Paragraph 2 outlines exceptions to the allowance of individuals convicted of a felony to change their name. Fetterman has been open to the radical LGBTQIA+ agenda despite running for Senate in a swing state. During a Democrat primary debate on April 25, 2022, Fetterman admitted his support for biological males to play on women's sports teams at the youth through college level. Do you believe transgender women should be allowed to play on women's sports teams at the youth through college level? The moderator asked. Yes, Fetterman replied. In August, the Washington Free Beacon reported the Fetterman campaign hired an activist, Valar Kowash, who claimed parents' rights to refuse gender-affirming care for their children is a violation of human rights. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's D. campaign for Senate is tapping a far-left activist who has called allowing children to undergo surgical gender transitions a matter of human rights. The Fetterman campaign launched Real Doctors Against Oz Wednesday, an initiative meant to discredit Mehmet Oz, the Republican nominee for Senate. Valar Kowash is among the activists taking shots at Oz. R. Kowash, a failed Senate candidate, has a history of pushing gender theory. When she was still a candidate for Senate, R. Kowash sent out an email calling a parent's right to refuse gender-affirming care for their children a gross violation of both human rights and the relationship between a patient and their doctor. She also falsely claims that it's legal to discriminate against transgender individuals in employment. The Pennsylvania Senate race is one of 7 battleground states that will determine which party controls the Senate. To retake the Senate, Republicans need to hold Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and retake either Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, New Hampshire, or Georgia to have a 1-seat majority in the Senate. Polling shows Oz holds a slim lead over Fetterman. The election is Tuesday, November 8. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.